Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome to UINWA, Urban Internet News with Attitude, the podcast. I'm Alexander Caden, along with Brooklyn Alexander. We're going to tell you some real news. We're just going to tell it to you a little bit differently. Let's go. The new COVID-19 variant, the Omicron or Omicron, depending on how you want to say it, was classified as a variant of concern and given its Greek name by the World Health Organization. The designation, prompted by a cluster of cases originating out of southern Africa, led to the U.S. imposing travel restrictions on South Africa and several other countries. It's not clear yet whether existing COVID-19 vaccines will protect against this new variant. Vaccine manufacturers have already begun to consider their options in response to the rise of a variant of concern. Philadelphia is known as the city of brotherly love, but right now it doesn't appear that way. The city is looking at a record 500 homicides, with still another month to go in the year. But Philly's not alone. According to CNN, homicide numbers across the country continue to increase in 2021. President Biden will nominate veteran House Appropriations Committee staffer Shalonda Young to serve as director of the White House Office of Management and Budget. Young, who has served as acting director since spring, would become the first black woman to officially hold the position. There's another sister going to space. NASA astronaut Jessica Watkins is on her way to making history as the first black woman to join a mission to the International Space Station as a crew member. Watkins will be one of the members on an upcoming SpaceX Crew 4 mission set to launch in April of next year. Brooklyn, you got something about somebody going into space too, don't you?
Good Morning America co-host Michael Strahan will make his journey into space as an honorary guest on the next Jeff Bezos Blue Horizon flight scheduled for December the 9th.
Dr. Moses DeGraff Johnson, a black heart surgeon from Tallahassee, Florida, was found guilty of health care fraud and sentenced to 7 years in prison and ordered to pay $28.4 million in restitution. If you're a minority subcontractor in the construction field in your state, there's some companies that might be looking for you. It seems like prime contractors can't find qualified certified vendors. So if you're a minority subcontractor, you may want to contact your state for small business opportunities. A federal judge in Portland, Maine ruled about 140 grams of cocaine, 880 counterfeit prescription pills, and a fully loaded gun found by state troopers during a traffic stop couldn't be used in court because officers racially profiled a black motorist before pulling him over. Man, that is one lucky black man. Moments before the stop, the officer was recorded telling another officer through walkie-talkie that the black motorist had dreadlocks, looked like a thug, and had on a wife beater. A U.S. district judge ruled the initial stop was unconstitutional because the officer racially profiled the black motorist and none of the evidence collected could be used in the case. Like I said, boy, that is one lucky black man.
As a result of the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict, advocates are using his outcome to argue self-defense in the Crystal Kizer case. She is accused of killing the man she says sexually abused her. Police confirmed he sexually abused at least a dozen other underaged black girls. Out on bail, Kizer is currently awaiting trial. An English woman with spina bifida is suing her mother's doctor for wrongful conception.
Are you serious?
She says the doctor failed to advise her mother to take folic acid supplements before getting pregnant, resulting in her birth defect.
Are you serious?
The woman claims her mother never would have had her had she been aware of the risk.
You gotta be kidding me.
The U.S. Supreme Court will hear a case that North Carolina Republicans have brought over the right to defend the state's voter identification law. The law in question was passed in 2018 and requires that everyone in North Carolina have a photo ID to vote. The state chapter of the NAACP immediately challenged it, saying such a stipulation disproportionately impacts Black and Latinx voters. Federal prisons are filled with those accused or convicted of crimes like drug smuggling, sexual abuse, and murder. But a comprehensive new report revealed that those crimes also are associated with those who work in the prisons, including wardens.
Wait, oh hell no!
The report published by the Associated Press revealed that over 100 federal prison workers have been arrested, convicted, or sentenced for crimes since the start of 2019, including a warden indicted for sexual abuse.
What the hell?
An associate warden charged with murder.
Oh, no.
Guards taking cash to smuggle drugs and weapons.
What?
And supervisors stealing property.
You got to go.
Yep.
Five Georgia police officers have turned themselves in after being indicted on murder charges in the death of a 24-year-old Latino man who was shocked.
Say what?
By stun guns more than a dozen times in 2019. Can somebody please tell me why some Black people keep doing this? A Black former North Carolina Central University employee in Durham, North Carolina, was charged with one count of embezzlement of state property. Kenya Ward was arrested after an investigation was conducted in response to an internal inquiry relating to misused funds. The investigation accused Ward of embezzling over $900,000 from the school's bookstore and the food service department over a period of 3 years, which she probably did. Locked away at the age of 18, Kevin Strickland is finally free. Joining the ranks of exonerated people, Strickland had spent his entire adult life locked away for a crime he didn't commit. His release comes over 42 years after he was convicted of a triple homicide. It's the longest wrongful conviction in Missouri history and one of the longest in the country. Now, the public has come together to raise over $1 million to help him ease back into society because the state of Missouri wasn't going to give him anything after locking him up for most of his life. You've been listening to UINWA, Urban Internet News with Attitude, the podcast. UINWA, the podcast, is produced for the Urban Internet News Network, LLC. More national news and information for and about people of color is available on our website at myunn.net. Okay, Serenity, baby, come on in and tell them who produces UINWA.
Papa.
That's right, your papa.